I next met with Dr. Sarah Hurvitz, and to begin, she discussed a recent editorial she authored in The Lancet on the duration of adjuvant trastuzumab therapy for patients with HER2-positive localized breast cancer.
In that issue of The Lancet, two clinical trials were both published at the same time, looking at whether a shorter duration of adjuvant trastuzumab, 6 months, was non-inferior to 12 months of adjuvant trastuzumab. And they're both very large studies, academically funded studies, the FAIR study out of Europe, primarily the French group, and then a large study based in the UK. And what was interesting to me, you know, if you look at all of the studies, I think there have been about 5 now looking at whether fewer than 12 months is non-inferior to doing 12 months of adjuvant trastuzumab, the thought being if you do fewer than 12 months of trastuzumab, it's less cost financially and potentially safer for patients. Of those 5 studies, 4 failed to meet their non-inferiority statistical endpoint, but 1 did. And in this journal article, the 2 that had differing results were published. And my editorial was sort of comparing and contrasting these 2 studies and trying to figure out how do we sort out these discordant results. And actually, when you look at it, non-inferiority designs are actually pretty tricky. You have to like say, what level of non-inferiority, what are you going to be comfortable with as an investigator in terms of a chance that one arm is actually better than the other? And so they each set their level of non-inferiority a little bit differently. They both came up with the same hazard ratio or very close hazard ratio, but one's conclusion was, the FAIR's conclusion was, non-inferiority was not demonstrated, 12 months remains the standard. And the other study's conclusion was, we were within that boundary and non-inferiority was demonstrated. Now, when you look at those 2 studies, the FAIR study had longer data, had been looking at it longer term. There were some subgroups that were analyzed early on in their initial publication that seemed to indicate subgroups that might benefit from doing 12 months, higher risk subgroups compared to 6 months. But with longer follow-up, all of that subgroup differential washed away. And you really couldn't define clearly a patient who is going to benefit just as well from 6 months as 12 months. So the other point I'd like to make about these 2 studies is that 90% of the patients in these studies received anthracycline-based therapy. So my point was, if we're really trying to de-escalate risk for patients, we have a very well evidence-based regimen that does not, a couple regimens that don't utilize anthracyclines now. We have the TCH regimen from a large phase 3 BCIRG006 study. We have the more recent paclitaxel trastuzumab regimen from Sarah Tolaney's APT trial, and we have Steve Jones's docetaxel cyclophosphamide trastuzumab. Those were both phase 2 trials. But we have now evidence-based regimens to utilize that avoid the risks that are inherent with anthracyclines. So instead of shortening the duration of trastuzumab, why not just choose a non-anthracycline-based approach that is going to be safer and utilize the 12 months of trastuzumab, since 4 out of 5 trials indicated that 12 months and 6 months are not necessarily equivalent and 12 months may be superior. So that was a little bit of a controversial take I had in the editorial that I wrote. I do concede that cost of trastuzumab is something to consider in many parts of the world. So, you know, using a non-anthracycline-based regimen doesn't get around the cost of 12 versus 6 months. However, with the advent of biosimilars and cheaper forms of trastuzumab, perhaps this debate is becoming moot if we can de-escalate our therapy in a different way.